Welcome to the Ramblings of My Soul. I'm Amy McNaughton, and I am the queen rambler of this podcast. I'm a gal who likes to shoot from the hip, which means I'm not about fluff and BS. After this intro, you're going to hear a raw recording that I've created without any edits at all. That means what you're going to be hearing going forward are not polished recordings. They're me sharing thoughts as they come into my awareness and move through me. They're thoughts that are simply just too good to keep to myself. They're also thoughts that can transform your life when you open yourself up and allow yourself to consider what you're about to hear. I'm Amy, and I invite you to discover the more that you are. If you want to have a positive life, then you must consistently fuel your mind with positive thoughts. Now, if you think of your life as a garden, every thought you have plants a seed. Whether that seed is positive or negative, the laws of the universe must come together and make that seed grow. So everything about life since the point of conception, so the point where you were conceived, has been and still is about growth. Now I'm going to share something that I have found that has worked for myself and all of my clients, and it has to do with planting seeds at night. So this is what I suggest, and I still do this for myself because I have big dreams, I have big goals, and if I don't continuously plant those seeds, they aren't going to come into fruition. Now, needless to say, I want them to come into fruition. And I bet you want your thoughts to come into fruition too, those positive ones that you plant. So about 30 to 60 minutes before I go to bed, I like to quiet my body. Now, what I mean by that is the TV gets shut off. My phone gets shut off. I turn the volume off my phone so I don't hear the notifications. I don't hear them at all. So there's no distractions. So by quieting the body or slowing down the body, you get to quiet the mind. And when you quiet your mind, you're going to be focusing on where are those gaps in your life that need to be filled up. So you're looking for where do you want to be in life, or how do you want to behave? Like, do you want to exude confidence? Do you want to be more confident? Do you want to be stronger? Do you want to be clearer when you speak? Like, how do you want to be? And then allow yourself to consider, how do you want to feel? Like, do you want to feel really positive? Do you want to feel excited? Do you want to be that person who, no matter what is going on around them, they somehow see the silver lining in absolutely everything? So what I'm going to invite you to do is write from that state. And it's not enough just to write the words, you know, I am confident. Well, if you're saying I am confident, and you write it down again, I am confident, I am strong, I am brave, I'm courageous. Do you hear the way I'm saying it? It's just like, whatever. I am blah, blah, blah. You don't want to do that. You want to feel into the emotions of what it's like to be courageous. And what is it like to be confident. For those of you who follow me, you'll notice that if I write words like fantastic or magnificent or spectacular, I always write the words, even in the middle of a sentence, I will write them with a capital letter. Because that's the way we see them. We go, fantastic. We don't tell someone, oh, that's fantastic. No, we feel the emotion. That's spectacular, wonderful, right? It's feeling into that emotion. And as you're writing it, you're embodying that feeling. And you're looking at, what are you doing when you're feeling it? Are you going into work? Are you walking taller and straighter? And do you walk in with a smile on your face because you feel so good about who you are? What is it that you want for yourself? Now, I'm not talking about a new car, a new house. Those things are possible as well. I'm talking about you because everything in your life starts with you, your thoughts, and the seeds that you are planting. So what do you want for yourself? More confidence, greater clarity, to be more positive, optimistic, to not... Right? And all of those things are to not be negative, to not get pulled into other people's stories, to not feel like you're a victim, to feel that you are victorious. You always rise above. Now, here's something about, you know, as I said, victorious. It doesn't mean that you won and someone else lost. It's never about who wins and loses, right? And the other thing is, if you allow yourself to know that if you are winning in your life, the energy that's going to be emanating from you is going to touch that positive energy that's within another person and ignite it. That's how when we're speaking and we're talking about whether people resonate with us or not, it means we're tapping into that energy signature that is within them, that is that aspect of them. So if we're more positive, then the people around us are going to be more positive. Now, there are individuals in this world that are really asleep, and it's not their fault. You know, if they've grown up in an environment that is very negative and their adult life has been very negative and they're bombarded with negativity, those people may really need us, you and me. They will need us to be really fully awake and fully mindful of what we're doing. What are the thoughts you have? Because they're planting seeds and they will grow. There is no doubt about it. They will grow. Now, how fast they grow depends on how much focus you're putting on them. So if you're having positive thoughts and you're sticking with those positive thoughts and you bring that positive thought forward and you remember it and you embody it and you keep living from that, it's going to grow. Now, the challenge is, not everybody is going to be positive around us. There's a lot of negativity in this world. However, there is a lot of positivity. And what happens is when you are positive, you start to see and witness for yourself and feel for yourself more positivity in your life. So you want to be always coming from a standpoint of what's possible, what do I desire? And you know, when I say what do you desire, what do I desire? Desire gets a really bad rap because I don't know about you. However, for me, I was brought up to believe that desire was about greed. And it's not. It's not. Any aspect of growth, which is desire, I desire more in my life. It doesn't mean I want 6 new cars and 3 houses, and it's not about that. And it's about, what do you desire? You know, for me, it's like, as I started to move from where I was, which was not growth, it was kind of negativity, and that's what I was planting. Those were the seeds I was planting. I was planting a lot of doubt in my life. I don't know if that resonates with you. Have you planted doubt in your life? I know I did for years. And when I started planting the seeds of what I desired, every day it seemed as though things were getting a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And every little bit better that things get, that's growth. And it's just like compound interest. It keeps growing. So the more you're putting that positivity into the bank account of life, or if you, the more you're fertilizing your thoughts with something positive, they are going to grow.